This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Turkey has agreed to a 5-day ceasefire to allow for the withdrawal of Kurdish forces from northeastern Syria. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement at a news conference after more than 4 hours of talks with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Ankara.
The Turkish side will pause Operation Peace Spring in order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours.
Speaking in Texas, President Donald Trump called the ceasefire a great day for all involved.
It's a great day for the United States. It's a great day for Turkey. It's a great day for our partners who have really worked. I mean, a lot of people question some of them. I'm not questioning anybody. They really did. The Kurds were great. Great day for the Kurds.
Turkish forces began their attack after Trump ordered U.S. troops out of the area. Turkey's foreign minister said that his country only agreed to pause its attacks and would end the operation only if all Kurdish fighters were out of a 32-kilometer-wide safe zone in Syria. Longtime Congressman and civil rights advocate Elijah Cummings of Maryland has died. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The native of Baltimore, Maryland, served as the chair of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, one of the key panels conducting the impeachment probe into President Donald Trump. He drew Twitter attacks from the president in July during hearings examining Trump administration immigration policies, particularly the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border. Mr. Trump called Cummings a brutal bully and said the congressman's Baltimore district is more dangerous. Cummings defended himself and the district. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House on Thursday confirmed that President Donald Trump ordered diplomats to work with his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, to get Ukraine to open investigations that would help Trump politically, and linked those investigations to military aid. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says President Trump wanted Ukraine to look into whether the Democratic National Committee's servers were in Ukraine during the race.
And that's why we held up the money.
Asked if that was a quid pro quo.
We do that all the time with foreign policy.
Mulvaney told White House reporters there's nothing wrong with that. Democrats like House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff see it as a guilty plea.
Things have just gone from very, very bad to much, much worse.
Separately, the president's hand-picked envoy to the European Union distanced himself today, telling lawmakers he disagreed with the president ordering him and others to work with personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani on Ukraine. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
European Union leaders are hoping the British Parliament will vote in favor of the latest Brexit deal when it comes before the lawmakers Saturday. AP's Karen Chamas reports opposition parties are already saying they won't.
Johnson's political rivals and even a crucial ally almost immediately rejected the Brexit agreement, putting it into doubt. Juncker and Johnson stood together at a joint news conference in Brussels to proclaim a deal, as the British Prime Minister said the deal would give the British people what they voted for.
For us in the UK, it means that we can deliver a real Brexit that achieves our objectives.
Juncker ruled out any new delay, leaving British lawmakers with a simple choice, deal or no deal.
That there is no need for any kind of prolongation. And this is a fair, balanced agreement. It is testament to our commitment to finding solutions.
Johnson needs all the support he can get to push any Brexit deal past the deeply divided Parliament. Karen Chamas, London.
A strike by General Motors workers contributed to an overall drop in output by U.S. factories last month. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
The Federal Reserve says factory production declined by 0.5 point last month. The GM strike began in mid-September and caused a 4% drop in September auto production. However, now that GM has reached a tentative agreement with striking workers, automaking could rebound in November. Excluding autos, factory output slipped 0.1%. Total industrial production, which includes not just manufacturing but also mining and other utilities, dropped 0.4 point in November. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And stocks closed slightly higher on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing in positive territory. For more, be sure to visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.